push a little way behind the thing I see, and something seems to say, "Hush," very quietly. That is God's private secret. He has not told it to me. For the secret things belong to God, whereas the things he has revealed belong to us and our children forever.
The writer of Proverbs mentions various things that he couldn't fathom. I'm acutely conscious of countless precarious things I cannot grasp. Sharpen my perspective, Lord, concerning the way you concealed your son until the right time came to announce him to the world. The patience by which you shape your people holy, in preparation for the plans you possess for us beyond the edge of time.
Praise you for your purposes for Israel, for the time when the hardening of their hearts becomes a thing of the past. Thank you too for the time when all secrets are revealed on the great and final day, when you overthrow all foes by the splendor of your coming.
Keep us in the meantime from the harm of the viper's charm and the secret power of lawlessness.
For it is where there is care and kindness and heart concern that you are to be found, not in the concrete jungle of sharp business deals or the entanglements of ecstatic party land. And where pleasure is no longer the main yard measure, you bestow a very great deal to enjoy. You find so many ways to affirm those who look to you to make their ultimate choices, who cleave most closely to receive your still small voice and kindly leading.
While the waves are lapping softly on ancient shores, entire new realms are opening up, and you are seeking the staunch and brave to launch the next phase of your full and final purposes. To them you show yourself as you really are, and whisper words of weal and welcome.